Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny.
Ah, Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's anybody know where? Yeah, it is Thursday. Is Vinny out there?
He went to the bathroom, but I thought I saw him walk back.
Well, before he...
He takes a long time to go to the bathroom.
Well, he has some stage fright.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Vinny.
Oh, there goes our birthday boy.
There's our birthday boy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
43 years old again.
Again.
Oh, yeah. Great.
Well, listen, Ben.
Yeah.
We have something very special for you.
Oh, come on.
Right here. No, this is it. I think you're gonna like this.
And really, this is it.
This is it. And I think you're really gonna like this.
Okay.
I need you to carefully read each part of this because all of your gifts are in this card.
Okay.
This little 4x6-inch card.
Okay.
All right.
Edit yourself for the curse words, of course.
Yes.
Oh, I read it now?
Yep.
Can't I read it when I get home?
No.
It's super embarrassing to do this.
Just read it.
Capullo. And Eddie gave me a card the other day.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Edson?
Yeah.
Is that what his people call him? Eddie?
I don't know. I'm just, you know.
Trying to go with the flow.
I'm feeling uncomfortable right now. I don't know what to do.
It's really not that big of a deal.
No,
okay,
it's
good.
Not. Don't worry. But you need to read what each of us gave you.
Do I read this?
Don't read the front.
Not that one part.
The front is dirty.
Bleep yourself, but read it.
Yeah, you got to bleep yourself.
Happy birthday, Vinny. You are off the hook for 4th of July. You're welcome. From Sarah.
That's so. My gift to you.
Happy birthday, Vin. Middle finger. Love, Bryn. Perfect.
Oh, that's great.
He drew a chubby little middle finger.
Oh, adorable.
Happy birthday, Vinny. You don't have to eat yogurt with the spoon. Soleil. She sees me.
Guzzle down.
Banging it against my teeth to get it out of there. That's fun. Happy birthday, Vin. You're off the hook for yodeling forever. That's Jane.
Oh, how nice. Jane gave you a pass. You never have to attempt to yodel.
Right.
If anybody ever asks you, you know, tries to force
Show
you to
card.
Yodel, you can just say no.
Oh, my God. Vinny, you can play any song you want on the air today. Any.
I love that one. That's my
Choose
favorite
well,
one.
Young Padawan.
Michael said I could do that.
Yeah, Michael Martin
Michael
has given
could.
Vinny as a
you know what's
birthday
so trippy?
Gift any song he wants to play.
So, does write like the Glass Animals?
I don't know.
What? You don't know what he's listening to?
I don't know every song he listens to. He's a teenager with headphones on, so
I don't know.
Come on, Vinny.
You guys are a music family. You talk about music. You sing all day.
I've never heard of the Glass Animals.
You haven't?
No.
So I every now and then I go and just buy some albums and just have them in the car and I listen to stuff. I have time. And I don't know when I bought this thing, probably a year ago.
Oh, is this what you're going to choose today?
No, I'm just saying that I've been getting to this band just recently, and they're great. They're like indie, I don't know what you want to call that. Like, there's computers or keys in it.
Oh, okay.
And so it reminds me of Yeah Right, but it's still like sort of alternative. It's not that, was he dubstep?
Yeah, he explained to me recently, actually, Hooman, I think you were there. He said he's moving away from electronica. He's into rock now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's
awesome.
What he said.
Oh,
yeah.
But he also said he only wants to be a solo artist and doesn't want to have a band around him.
Yeah. Well, we were talking about the whole band thing last night, so.
What was that?
Nothing. He just, you know, he's
solo
like a...
artist.
He just wants to do his own thing. And so I was like, well, you know, you should think about getting into a band. That would really up your chops, and you'd have to learn a lot of songs quickly. And if they were doing originals, you'd have to come up with your own parts and stuff. And he goes, you know, I just want you guys to set that studio up in there so I can record my own stuff. I'm like, oh my God.
Yes.
So it's on us.
I spoiled.
Yeah.
Well,
No, he wants it the way he wants it. You know how kids are. Ugh.
Well, then buy it, kid. Get a job.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was the next thing that came up. I'm like, oh, what are you doing this summer?
Oh, what do you say?
Contribute to the...
He's going to make an album that's going to be a huge
hit. Yeah, I guess, as long as I buy a studio for him.
I don't know. There's one argument that you could make, which is, you know, he would benefit from being around other people and having a collaborative environment.
That's my
and
argument,
other artists
exactly.
That, you know, might expand what he's capable of by showing... But also, there are those guys who sit there by themselves. What's his name? Trent Reznor.
Right.
He's Nine Inch Nails.
I know.
Prince did all that crap himself.
I hear you. It is fully a rub because I, you know.
I wish I was that guy that was like, I don't need you getting in the way of all of my great ideas. Mm-hmm. I think I need someone to be all, you know what? That super sucks.
Yeah.
That
do this
is awful.
Right.
That should never get
some,
rid of
some
that.
Some people really do benefit from some constructive criticism.
Yeah.
All right, so you get to play a song from Michael.
Oh, right.
But think about it, and then you have to let Bryn know because...
He's got to find it and censor it.
Edit it and cut it up
so
a little
bit. So I'm listening to these Glass Animals. This is the band.
Okay.
And one of the songs is called Pork Soda, which I'm all... Is that a Primus? Doesn't Primus have a song, Pork Soda?
Oh.
How in the hell do two bands come up with the name Pork Soda? And it's not the Primus song.
It's a whole nother song called...
And the guy's singing about pineapples in his head, and I'm going, what am I missing? What is that? What is that? Does that mean something?
Is that the one we're going to hear?
Well, I don't know. No.
Pineapples are in my head. Pineapples are in my head. Got nobody because I'm brain dead. Got nobody because I'm brain dead.
It's so funny. I didn't know that was the other part he was saying.
That was released 2016.
Yeah. It's been sitting in there. You know, one of the problems with having all your songs in one device is you don't see them.
No.
So it's been sitting there and I'm just getting around.
I'm surprised you even know the name of the song.
I was in the car and I was, you know, after I'm hearing these songs.
Up on
and
your...
Yeah, and I'm going, God, that's great. God, these guys are so good. Usually, you know what's really sad?
What?
A lot of alternative music is utterly and completely forgettable.
Mm.
And when you listen to it, you go, you're alternative?
Alternative to what? Things that are interesting?
You're just trying to make me forget you? Is that the deal? Like, I can see why alternative radios, you know, have
struggling.
Gone through a weird phase, because you put on Grizzly Bear and go, dude, what? Boo.
Yeah, I don't put on Grizzly Bear.
Well, I don't either. That's the thing. I put them on and was like, oh, God, you guys don't have one memorable song.
Hey, Vinny, so Urban Dictionary says pork soda is... the slop that results from the drainage of draft beers at a bar into a bucket.
Oh, it's a thing.
Oh.
Who knew?
That's what I call Fernet. That's what Fernet tastes like.
Bar spooge?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the bar stuff throughout the night, that's what Fernet tastes like to me.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's so cool.
But yeah.
People love it, man.
What people else do people give Fernet. You?
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. What else is on the cart?
So we'll hear some song of Vinny's choosing.
Yeah.
Beware, everyone. At some point today during the show.
Happy birthdays, dude.
People's handwriting hard to read.
From Lexi. I don't know what she's saying there. Vin, you will never have to come to any housewarming party for me. Love you, Zet. I want to go to your housewarming party. When can we go to that?
I'll get back to you.
All right.
I'll let you know because you won't be on the guest list. You don't have to go.
Hooman, hey, this is the best year of your life.
Aw.
Hooman.
You didn't give him anything?
That he just did. He wished me the best year of my life.
Oh, all right.
Why?
I thought we were all letting him off the hook for something.
Oh, I didn't get that notice. I was just told sign the card.
Oh.
Happy birthday.
Sorry, I'm such a disappointment, Sarah.
You've let me down.
Once again.
Thought you were going to let him up.
5:54 a.m. on a Thursday morning.
That's great, you guys. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate it.
Well, there you go.
Love that you guys thought of me, and I appreciate you so much. And you guys know I love you a lot.
Love you, too. And so your other gift is that's it for your birthday.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
I'm sure we'll mention it when we play your song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boy, the pressure's on, isn't it?
It is.
Because I was so into these Glass Animal guys, and I don't want... Could that be my song? I can't.
No, you got to... Well, you should play your favorite song
in
the whole world.
I'm not really living like that, but do you have a favorite song in the whole world? Could you pick one song and say this represents all of my loves?
No, probably not. That is hard. Because then you hear another song, you go, oh yeah, I love that one too.
Well, yeah.
Well, there's so many songs.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, put a gun in my head, like, probably Rock and Roll Band.
Boom, which
by
one?
Boston.
Yeah.
I love that song.
Are you kidding me?
I love that song.
I do too, but your best song of
all songs?
It
just makes
songs?
Me so happy. I mean, there's a lot of songs I love. Like,
get
I,
down tonight. All right.
That's smoking.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm Rock and Roll Band. Everybody's waiting. Sign the record company contract. You know we've got great expectations.
I'm not sure. Keep going.
You hear you on the car radio, you're going to be a sensation. Yeah, yeah. Rock and Roll Band, everybody's waiting, getting crazy, anticipating love and music. Play, play, play.
Rock and Roll Band, everybody's waiting, getting crazy.
Oh, I should stop. We should only do songs Vinny wants to hear.
I like that.
Oh, but he named it.
Yeah.
I like that. We can play
well,
that.
Well, smoking, you can play smoking.
That is not my. That's you. You did that.
That so if you put a gun to my head, that would be my favorite song. Gun to your head. What's your favorite song?
This is what I'm trying to tell you. I listened to music on the way in, and I got pineapples in my brain.
In your head, right?
I don't have anything else right now. What's the next line? Pineapples in my head.
Got no one because my brain
is brain dead.
Yeah,
no.
There's me. I've been singing that the whole way.
Pineapples are in my head. Got nobody because I'm brain dead. Got nobody because I'm brain dead.
Based on those lyrics, you'd think these guys are rocking, but it's actually electronic sort of groove thing going.
Can you grab
there
that?
Is a curse word in there. There is a curse word.
So started at 30.
There's lots of curse words in
started
there.
Started at 30 and end it at 130. Because at 131, the F-bombs start dropping.
Yeah. Oh,
over
boy.
And, over and
you
and
don't
over
even,
again.
Based on the song, you'd go... Why are these F words coming in? How did these boys...
Can you get a clean version off of iTunes?
Don't bother. Mm-hmm. Just... This is why I thought of your boy. Listen.
Somewhere in South End when you were fun, you took my hand and you made me run up past the prison to the seafront.
It is groovy. And you don't see the F-bombs coming. And here in a, I don't know, yeah.
Don't play the F-bombs.
Woo! I'm following the lyrics.
Okay.
Yeah, after this.
Why?
And there it is.
Yeah, there it is.
And then they just start going all over the place.
I mean, I can edit that if you...
No.
That's good. I like that.
You can
that.
Make that the song if you like. Hold on. Give me 2 seconds. I think I see a radio edit.
I'll be back. It's okay.
That's not going to be his song.
No.
He wants to come up with something else. He's going to think about it.
Well, I mean, the first thing that comes to mind is some just heavy...
Yeah. We fully expected Metallica or, you know, Megadeth or something.
Oh, God, I love Megadeth.
Yeah. We were listening to Megadeth this past weekend.
You were? You love them?
I do like them, and it's funny because I never really think about them as a band I like, but then you listen to their... And then you're like, these guys are pretty great.
They're awesome.
Yeah, they're pretty, pretty great.
Unfortunately, they just have a revolving door of players in that band because for some reason the lead guy can't get along with anybody.
Well.
And he was one of the original Metallica guys.
Right. Oh, what's his name?
Dave Mustaine.
Oh.
He was in Metallica. They threw him out.
Well, he can't get along with anybody.
I think you know what's funny, too, is I think he got thrown out for being sort of a drunk and a druggie in a band where that was the thing.
Well, that was what they were supposed to be kind of portraying. Dude, we're just acting.
Yeah.
We're just trying to have a cred.
I don't know.
We don't want you to actually be a drug addict.
Yeah, I don't know what the whole story really is, but... There's a lot of rumors out there. Mm-hmm. Anyway, whatever. Thank you for the card. That was very nice of you. And you should turn your boy on to those glass animal
kids.
I'll ask
him when on the break. I'll text
pretty
him
good.
And see if he likes him. He's on vacation this week.
What is the deal with... Does spring break now stagnate and last a whole month for
it
people?
Seems like
I swear
it.
At the beach, too. There's still cars everywhere, and...
Yeah, I think that they stagger it between schools because I felt like it was pretty early in April this time. My other kid just went back to school, and now this one's off.
Did I just say stagnate when I meant stagger? I think it is.
Oh, yeah, I thought you said
we
stagger.
We knew what you mean.
Oh. Anyway. Yeah, it's weird. It's been a month of mm-hmm. invasion instead of 1 week.
Mm. Yeah, a lot of people have a March spring break.
Boo.
I know.
So he's got this week off. What's he doing?
Not too much because we're pretty busy. But today, I think I have something to do right after the show. But after that, he wants to see Isle of Dogs. So me and him are going to go have a
oh, that's
hangout
nice
day.
Of you.
Maybe see if we can, you know, do a little clothes shopping. You know, he's so difficult to clothes shop with, so...
Why?
He just, you know how people just... Well, and I'm this way too. Listen, I don't want to try anything on. I don't want to go to the clothing store. But sometimes you've just run out of clothes. And like I was folding his clothes the other day and there's this huge hole in the ass of his... I'm like, okay, well, these are going in the trash now. They weren't even like in an easy place to patch or something. So I said, we should go. I'll put you in a change room and I'll just start throwing clothes over the over the door. Pick out 2 pairs of pants and 3 shirts. Like, let's... It won't take long.
He's not into Levi's, huh?
He has some Levi's. He likes Gap jeans. Oh. They fit him the best. He likes those the best. So all that's right. easy, you know.
Sure.
Blah, blah, blah. So anyway, that's what we have in store for today. Oh, it's supposed to be a pretty nice day today.
What?
Did it pour?
I did have some rain this morning on the way to work.
It poured at my house like a storm last night. Oh. And then this morning it was dry.
At my house, it was clear mm-hmm. or maybe a little cloudy, actually, but no rain. Windy. I look at Lexi, our midday girl here, had posted absolute rain everywhere in the city here. Mm. And I was all, whoa. So it's hitting. That's cool. But then last night, absolutely, I want to say 7:30 or something, it just unzipped and
oh,
dumped.
Oh, that's when it happened at our house, too. That's so funny. Yeah, there was a, John was looking at some weather map, and there was basically just a giant red blob right over the Bay Area. I don't know why this thing won't load, but... it's showing me yesterday. I can't even. Whatever. So what are the birthday plans?
What?
For today. What are you going to do today? Getting a nice meal or?
I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody about it. Oh. Last night, there was a city meeting with the mayor.
Oh, did you go to that?
No, I didn't. The missus went to it and I was at home with my kid. Oh, I watched Survivor, and I hung out with my kid. I did bath time. You know, I'm going through a phase right now where that kid's like, hey, you know what we should do? You're in the bath. What you should do is just play with your toys and let me read what I'm trying to read. When we get done, let's put on our clothes and go ride bikes. Uh-huh. It's 7:30, kid. No, not even close to happening.
This is going to be a tough summer for you because this is the first, you know, she's 4 years old. She has her own ideas, and it's still light out. It's hard when it's still light up.
Yeah. Well, that's she actually thought she was going to finish the bath, get dressed again.
It's still it's the middle of the day, Vinny.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, that's me.
Come on,
I'm
Adele.
Like, you got to be kidding. Seriously.
That's
we're
not happening. All right, let's start the show. Or I guess it's already started. Let's play the first song of the show. Start thinking about the song you want to hear.
Oh, right.
Let's try and get that into the 7 o'clock hour. If you can come up with it by like 7:30 or so.
Okay.
All right. KLLC HD1 San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be back in 3 minutes and 2 seconds.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.